here in about 15 minutes.
Well, I appreciate you.
At the Amtrak station, but I'd be happy to talk to you about it anytime.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, I would support you, you know, getting more information, because I'd like you not to believe that. I mean, I've always personally been a fan of yours. I think you do a great job, and I would, you know, not like to be one that you think had anything to do with any kind of a cover-up.
Yeah.
And because it absolutely didn't happen.
Well,
that's all I can tell you. It absolutely didn't happen.
A lot of suspicious things about it.
Yeah, like, well, anytime you have something like this, you're going to have suspicious things. I realize that, but
yeah.
It didn't happen.
No,
if it had happened, I would have been the first person to stand up and say it happened, or this was shot down by this or that. If we had one scintilla of evidence to prove it, we would have said it.
Let me tell you one last thing. I got strained, but let's open up the report. Let's open up the record. Let's let's take off the secrecy.
Yeah, well,
that's the point.
Yeah, I think it would be good to do that at this point, now that the criminal case is not open, but it's in the hands of NTSB. I don't know what they're doing as to come up.
The Bureau just sent the traffic handle letter saying they couldn't identify three vessels that were in the vicinity for privacy reasons. Come on.
Well, yeah. Well,
they don't know what the.
We all know what those were. And in fact, I even spoke about those.
Why were they?
Publicly.
Okay, what are they?
They were naval vessels that were on classified maneuvers.
Classified maneuvers. And what about the one that went racing out to sea at 30 knots?
That was a helicopter.
On the surface?
Well, you know, I'd have to have the coordinates, because, you know, we're talking apples and oranges.
It was 3 nautical miles from the crash site.
Yeah, there was something on a radar blip that turned out to be a helicopter, a low-flying helicopter.
That's not what the FBI told traffic and they told him that they hadn't been able to identify it, but they concluded it was at least 25 to 30 feet in length because of its speed, which was 35 knots.
Well,
or 30 knots.
Between you and I, the conventional wisdom was, although it's probably not totally provable, was that it was a helicopter.
Okay.
For a while, we thought it might have been a boat. I was very concerned about that. I mean, that's why I put 1,000 agents out there, Reed, to look for every boat, you know, because we really thought there was a good chance that's what happened. We really, honestly thought that.
Yeah.
I talked about it every day at the press conferences.
Yeah. We'll talk more.
I'd be happy to talk to you. Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye-bye.